Hello, friends. Welcome to day 41 of our Lenten journey. We are in Holy Week.
Yes, I can't believe it. I love Holy Week. I think it's my most favorite week of the whole year.
So if you're wondering what actually happens in the Yasinski household during Holy Week, this is not this video, but that's on your stuff.
Yeah. So if you're interested or curious, just hop on to either my Facebook or my Instagram, and I am going to try and share as much as I can. You know, we have a really busy household. We have 6 kids. Our oldest is 10, and our baby is almost 9 months. And so, you know, it's not always possible to capture everything, but we'll do our best.
So find those links to Janelle's social media accounts in the description of this video. So today we continue on with St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten Reflections. Janelle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first thing that stands out to me is the first line. If we do not purify and strip the heart of everything earthly, the love of God cannot enter in and possess it all. Detach thy heart from all created things, says St. Teresa, and seek God, and thou shalt find him. So when I was reading these readings, it really made me think a little bit about my attachment to my own family, to my children, to my husband. And I was kind of feeling like, ooh, maybe I'm a little bit too attached. But, you know, I was speaking about it with Ken just before this video. And, you know, you kind of helped me understand a little bit better. But to love people and things in the way that God desires us to love them, that is a good thing.
Yes.
But to always give God his rightful place, right? So I think that is what St. Alphonsus is talking about.
Yeah, and I think even offering God how we love others over to him and asking him to purify our understanding of this.
Mm-hmm.
Can I let go of my idea of what my love for you should look like?
Mm-hmm.
So that it would conform perfectly to what God wants.
Yeah.
Because then you'll be blessed the way God wants me to bless you.
That's right. And even to know that God loves your spouse or your children or your parents more than you do.
Mm.
And that God desires them in heaven more than you do. And he desires the best for them more than you do.
Mm.
And I think that really helps put things into perspective. He is our only lover who has loved us not for his own interest, but solely from his goodness. And because he thus exceedingly loves us, he desires that we should love him with all our hearts. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
So in our relationships with people, our love is a mixed bag of self-interest and love. And so our love, we can say, is imperfect. It needs to be perfected. At least mine does. And my love for God is this way too. I'm still working at it. So I have imperfect faith, hope, and love. I want this to be perfected in my life. Not so with God. When he loves us, he's always looking for the good for us. He's not thinking, what can I get out of this? How can I benefit? It's a total self-giving when he loves us. Therefore, it's interesting when we look at the church and we distrust the teachings of the church, what we're really doing is distrusting Jesus and his love for us. Because everything that God does and gives us is for our good, including all the teachings of the church. So when we say we don't like or distrust a certain teaching of the church, what we're really saying is we distrust you, Jesus. And that's an indication of our lack of faith in his love for us, because God would not will anything that would hurt us, harm us, or lead us astray. And the teachings of the church are given to us from Jesus. They're from him for our good.
We ought to love meditation and retirement, but when they are forbidden to us through the calls of obedience or of charity, we must leave both the one and the other without being disquieted. So this brings me back to yesterday when we were talking about being interrupted. I feel like my life is a constant interruption right now. But you know what? I feel like that's where my joy should be, is when I'm being interrupted. That's my monastic bell. You know how religious sisters, they have the bell and it tells them they know what's the next,
next duty. The
next duty
thing.
Of the moment. Yeah. And so for me, my monastic bell is mommy. And that's when duty calls and I need to go joyfully and greet that. But it also brought me to, it reminded me of a book that I read that has helped me tremendously, and I just wanted to share it with you. It's this book called Searching for and Maintaining Peace by Father Jacques Philippe. I've heard many of his books are incredible, but this is the only one that I've read so far. And he just talks about how there's no good reason ever for our peace to be shaken. That includes interruptions. Interruptions should not steal our peace.
One of the points today, he says, to love God means two things. The first is to drive from it every affection that is not for God or according to his will. The second is prayer, by which holy love introduces itself into the heart. I wanted to focus on that second part, and that is prayer, by which holy love is introduced to our heart. This Lent, I've been blessed to be able to go to the Blessed Sacrament twice a week, usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And when I've been going before the Blessed Sacrament, I've been bringing along this little book by St. Alphonsus Liguori entitled Visits to the Blessed Sacrament. And there's one line in there that has captured my attention every time I've prayed it. It goes like this. I renounce and give entirely to you my will, my affections, my desires, and all that I possess. And so when I read this, I pause oftentimes and I don't continue what's next. And I just repeat that. I renounce and I give to you, Jesus, all my desires. I give you my desires for Janelle. I give you my desires for my children. I renounce them. And Jesus, I ask that you refine them and make them what you want them. So my desires for Janelle, for our kids, for our hopes and dreams, for our temporal possessions, for our eternal hopes are all fashioned according to your will. So that's an example, friends, of my mental prayer. I will go through St. Alphonsus' written word, and if there's a line that captures my attention, I just stop and I place my attention and I allow myself to continue to pray with his words as the Holy Spirit leads. So I wanted to share that with you because I feel like this is how the love of God has been introduced to me in mental prayer, by praying this way. And lastly, means of acquiring divine love. St. Alphonsus brings us to the fourth point.
The fourth means to attain perfect love is to make frequent acts of love. As fire is kept alive by fuel, so love is nourished by acts.
So he gives different examples of acts of love. One is that we just make Jesus known to others who don't know him.
Mm-hmm. And the second one is recalling that the saints and the angels love Jesus perfectly in heaven.
And he gives one more example of when we hear about somebody who has come to love Jesus or is loving him, we just simply rejoice in that. Mm-hmm. So these are things that we can do with our actions, but also just mentally, we recall these things and these become then acts of love. Mm-hmm. So friends, thanks for watching today. Please like and share this video. Comment below what stood out to you and why. And the video to pray along with us. The rosary is right up there. We'll see you tomorrow.